My family's been represented by Congressman Hinchey since I was 2 years old. I know what his legacy is, and I know the work that he's calling upon us to follow. But we are now running in a brand new swing district with a Republican incumbent. We've never been in this situation before. The consequences of this election are critical. We have a congressman now. We are inheriting a congressman who's voted to end Medicare as we know it. Done that already. Voted to defund Planned Parenthood. Done that already. Voted anti-choice every chance he could get. Done that already. Plans to keep doing it. And if we don't beat him this year, we aren't going to. I offer you something different. I offer you a strong platform of values, of fairness for all people, of inclusiveness for everyone in our American family, and for rebuilding jobs and the economy in this region, focusing on the small businesses and focusing on our families. And let me say this, you've heard from me a lot today, and you've simultaneously heard from someone telling you what I would say. So let me correct one fact, and you can go out and find that you can correct a lot of other facts. I've been in favor of putting Glass-Steagall back for years. I've talked about it for that time. I put out a statement clearly on my website not long ago, a few weeks back, clearly supporting returning us to Glass-Steagall. So let's listen to what the campaigns are saying. You haven't heard me talk a lot about what his positions are. I let Mr. Tyner do that. And you've heard me talk about what my positions are and what my values are. We've built a campaign with tremendous grassroots support across this district, tremendous support from folks like Planned Parenthood, from folks like the labor movement, who know that I will be a champion for working people in these communities. It's where I come from, it's what I believe, it's where my values are. And I will beat Chris Gibson and put an end to the Tea Party influence in this region. So thank you again for this opportunity. I look forward to continuing this conversation over the remainder of the primary period. We're going to be all over the district, and we're going to be talking to voters everywhere. We look forward to being here and talking to you. Thanks so much.